707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Reminder, we're in the midst of the Summer Better Than Others giveaway, and your last chance to get registered at the Carrot Patch happening today. We're going to be moving to Old Time Feed. More details in just a second, plus more details online on our website, fmtalk1065.com, and our Facebook page. Hey, speaking of the website, too, the online opinion poll question this morning, it is popping here, brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Do you agree with tougher enforcement of immigration laws, even if it means separating children from their parents? We'll let you vote online and tell you the stats as we roll on through the day at fmtalk1065.com. Now time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
All righty, Sean and Corey, thank you so much. According to that same line of conversation, Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the hot seat this morning as a nation reacting to new video and new information of children being separated from their families as a result of his zero-tolerance U.S. immigration policy that he's enforcing. According to the United Methodist News Service, more than 600 United Methodist clergy and church members are now bringing church law charges against Sessions. June 18th, which of course was yesterday, a letter was signed by 640 clergy and church members saying that Sessions, who himself is a member of the Methodist Church here in Mobile, they say that they're accusing him of child abuse, immorality, racial discrimination, and dissemination of doctrines contrary to the standards of doctrine of the United Methodist Church. The letter says the charges against him are based on violations of paragraph 2702.3 of the denomination's Book of Discipline. Thus far, 12 clergy in Alabama have signed the letter, the majority from the North Alabama Conference. Now, church officials say that the complaint has also been emailed to Attorney General Sessions' home church here in Alabama and also to a Northern Virginia church as well. We now know the name of a 22-year-old man killed in a weekend crash. Mobile police say they responded to Cody Road near Lakeview Drive around 1:40 a.m., and that is where they found Benjamin Joseph Moore. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Two other victims transported to the hospital with serious injuries at last check. The two-vehicle wreck was caused by the driver of a Toyota Camry, which police say pulled out from Lakeview Drive onto Cody Road right into the path of a Ford pickup. Authorities say the Toyota failed to yield the right-of-way. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, Kelly, thank you. 7-Eleven. I wanted to give you a piece of hard-hitting news here. It's with a sadness in my heart.
What?
After 26 years, the Jerry Springer Show's ending. I know it's hard to deal with here, but looks like this is a thing. You know, the Jerry Springer Show, the beacon of light that has guided us through tough times. Not really. But it's like, if it's a beacon of light, it's a train, actually not the sun on the other side of the tunnel. It is a train coming.
Yeah.
They have recently lost their distribution deal with NBC Universal. They were picked up by the CW for the repeats, but no word on if, when the show might resume production. But right now it is off, apparently coming to an end after 26 seasons and prepare yourselves, nearly 4,000 episodes of that trash. That show.
What will Steve do?
Steve.
Well, yeah. He got his own stage show.
But didn't he dip in and dip out of
it? He did.
The fact that Corey knows.
There has been Steve no comment.
Okay.
There's Steve. Been no comment from Jerry Springer on this, which is surprising. Of course, don't worry. There's plenty of other shows that are imitations out there that are still doing the same trashy.
Like we talked about yesterday. Those are the type of shows that make you feel normal.
Yes. This is, and we did. We had this discussion off air yesterday. Mm-hmm. These are a cathartic show. If you're having a tough week, you go watch a Jerry Springer or something like that. And you go, I got this thing on lock. I have my life lined up.
Schmazy.
Right. You're like, I've got nothing going on. Look at these people. So there you go.
It's always a good day when first cousins can fight against each other about the same woman, right?
I mean, that's no doubt.
At least you're not like a mime who's having an affair with a clown who worked at your daughter's birthday party only to find out the clown was your long-lost brother or something like that, right? Does make you feel better.
Well, maybe he'll run for political office again, Sean.
Yeah, he has done it in the past. That's his chops. Maybe
and
Jerry
Springer.
And we know
what got him in trouble, why he stopped in that capacity. He wrote a check to a call woman.
An escort.
Yeah.
Yes. Like the way you said. Check. A check. A check. There we go. Jerry Springer may not be back, but we'll just have the memories. 26 seasons, 4,000 episodes. All right. We're coming right back.
Do you know that 7 out of 10 people over 65 need long-term care at home or in a nursing home? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. We have safe solutions with higher-than-average returns, no risk, and long-term care included. Call me at 625-1226, Jim Bird, Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man police say triggered an Amber Alert for a missing infant over the weekend will be in court today. John Betancourt is charged with interference with custody after a 7-week-old baby was taken from the Burlington Coat Factory in Mobile. Investigators say the child's mother picked up the man at the side of I-65 Service Road. Several hours later, as she was being questioned about shoplifting, she handed her baby to the man to take outside, and that's when they disappeared. The infant was found safe Sunday morning. A deadly hit-and-run suspect continues to elude authorities. Meanwhile, a car linked to Marquise Deshaun Wallace led police in a high-speed chase over the weekend. Investigators say the driver, Jacarius Donaldson, ran a red light, a stop sign, and then drove the wrong way before crashing. A passenger in his car said this.
I'm like, look, man, I just wanted to get some Whataburger. Like, that's what was going on.
The first ever shark fishing season will open tonight at the Gulf State Pier. 10 lucky anglers will drop their lines from 8 until midnight. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
The right hire can have such an impact on your business, so it's crucial to make sure that your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. And you could try posting on job boards, but if you do that, do you really know who's going to see the posting? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every single day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. And those insights are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. That's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds on LinkedIn. And right now, you can go to LinkedIn.com/WAVH to get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WAVH for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
717 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check sports. Here's Corey LeBounty.
Thanks, Sean and Kelly. The College World Series resumed play yesterday in Omaha, Nebraska, but only one game was able to be played because of a 4.5-hour rain delay. The Oregon State Beavers defeated the Washington Huskies 14-5 in an elimination game. The Mississippi State versus North Carolina game was postponed until 10 o'clock this morning. That is a winner's bracket game, and following that game will be another elimination game featuring the defending College World Series champion Florida Gators versus the Texas Longhorns. The nightcap of the College World Series will be Arkansas versus Texas Tech, scheduled to start around 6 o'clock p.m. In other college baseball news, longtime head coach and skipper Mike Martin of the Florida State Seminoles will retire after next season. Next season will be his 40th at the university. Martin is college baseball's all-time winningest head coach with 1,987 wins and 16 College World Series appearances. Tonight in Birmingham, the Minor League All-Star Game will take place at Regions Park. Mobile Bay Bear Griffin Canning will try and help the Southern Division defeat the Northern Division. Canning owns a 1.5 ERA and has been involved in a couple of Bay Bear no-hitters. The Bay Bears start the second half of the season on Thursday, hosting the Tennessee Smokies at Hank Aaron Stadium for a six-game homestand to start the second half of the season. Alabama and Auburn football teams picked up commitments yesterday that will make their fans very happy. Alabama landed a four-star, 6'5", 265-pound defensive end, Justin Eboibi from Forest Park, Georgia. He's ranked the 10th best strong side defensive end for the 2019 class, according to 24/7 Sports Composite Rankings. Auburn also got a commitment from a defensive end, Jaron Handy, who is ranked the number 8 strong side defensive end, is from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and he's 6'5", 278 pounds. He'll help bolster that Auburn Tiger defensive line. In Major League Baseball last night, the Washington Nationals split with the New York Yankees. The Nationals won the first game 5-3, and the Yankees took the second game 4-2. The Philadelphia Phillies defeated the Cardinals 6-5 in 10 innings. The Pittsburgh Pirates downed the Milwaukee Brewers 1-0. The Indians defeated the White Sox 6-2. The Astros stay hot, defeating the Tampa Bay Devil Rays 5-4. The Rangers defeated the Royals 6-3. The New York Mets hammered the Rockies 12-2. The Dodgers and the Cubs were postponed, and the Marlins defeated the Giants 5-4. In Russia, at the FIFA World Cup, Sweden defeated South Korea 1-0. Belgium outscored Panama 3-0. And England squeaked out a win versus Tunisia 2-1. In today's World Cup action, Colombia takes on Japan, Poland will play Senegal, and the home team Russia will battle Egypt. And that's a look at your Mobile Morning Sports Report.
Thank you so much, Corey. 720 coming right back.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be hot with just isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, hot again, with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we do have an accident southbound 65 right by the Airport Boulevard exit. It's a car in a ditch. They've got emergency vehicles there off the median. Shouldn't be affecting too much traffic. Airport Montlamar, also Cottage Hill, Lakeside, seeing heavier traffic there. And just as you're traveling eastbound I-10 inside the tunnel, but no major backups on the way in. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident. Remember, Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED and online at PittsAndSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 74 now at our studios, heading for a high in the 90s. Dr. Bill will do a full breakdown on our forecast for today and the rest of the week coming up in just minutes. Now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Corey. Good morning, everyone. On this Tuesday morning, import tariffs remain in the headlines. And now this morning, Governor Kay Ivey making her first comment, saying that she believes that they would harm Alabama's manufacturers, their suppliers, and the livelihoods of Alabama's workers. The governor released a statement on Monday voicing her displeasure against possible import tariffs that the Trump administration may be considering, saying, quote, "Import tariffs and any retaliatory tariffs on American-made goods will harm Alabama, the companies that have invested billions of dollars in our state, and the thousands of households which are dependent upon those companies for a good-paying job. I strongly oppose any efforts that may harm those companies that employ thousands of Alabamians and contribute billions to our economy." The Trump administration has imposed tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, and an investigation that Mr. Trump ordered into whether foreign-produced vehicles and auto parts are a, quote, "national security threat." Interesting to note, both Senators Richard Shelby and Doug Jones have released statements opposing these tariffs, saying that these would, quote, "hurt Alabama, plain and simple." Just last year, Alabama exported $21.7 billion in goods internationally, with $10.9 billion made up of auto exports. So here's a question. Do you give the city parks in Mobile a thumbs up or a thumbs down? This week, you have your say on the future of city parks over the next 10 years. The city of Mobile is hosting not one, but two public forums where they can and they want to hear your feedback, which will help guide the Parks and Recreation System Improvement Plan. The first forum is today at USA Children and Women's Hospital. Second forum will be tomorrow at the Mobile Public Library West Regional Branch. Doors open at 5:30. Formal presentation starts at 6 p.m. with opportunities for your feedback. Mayor Sandy Stimson is encouraging you to attend one of these public forums because, according to his email blast, you will play a crucial role in shaping this plan that will help guide decisions for our parks and community centers. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Kelly. 726 FM Talk 106.5. All right, you know when you have family in town, you just had family in town. When they're in from other interior places, non-coastal places, they come to town, they want to do a couple things. They want to see the water.
Yes.
Let's go see the water and let's eat the seafood.
Yes.
Okay,
sometimes
fair enough.
In the opposite order.
Yes. Well, the nice thing is you can do both of those at one place, the Original Oyster House.
What?
See what I'm saying?
Efficiency,
my friends. Original Oyster House on the Causeway or in Gulf Shores. Gulf Shores location with a beautiful view of Little Lagoon and, of course, the great food there at the Original Oyster House. And on the Causeway with views of the Delta, north end of the bay, and a great menu selection. Now, if you're looking for fantastic seafood, you got friends in town. Listen, even if you just want to pretend you're a tourist for a second, go sit down, enjoy a great lunch, look at the fantastic views, but especially you have people in town, they want to see what it's all about living on the Gulf Coast. Great place to introduce them to that, the Original Oyster House. Two locations, foot of 59 in Gulf Shores and on the Mobile Bay Causeway. And let me add that one more place online, originaloysterhouse.com, where you can get details on stuff like Military Mondays and their scholarship programs and all the give back that they do to the community. Been great partners since 1985 when they opened, 83 they opened the Gulf Shores location, 85 the Causeway location. So great work. All right. I want to kind of delve into this, something we'll talk about in the midday show today, now that the World Health Organization has officially classified video game addiction as a mental health condition for the first time ever. They're calling calling it gaming disorder.
This is first world problem.
Yes, it is. Included in the 11th edition of their International Classification of Diseases. So right there was scurvy and rickets and the hantavirus and all that. They've got...
Video game addiction.
Video game addiction.
You know how you can get rid of that?
Yes.
Cut the power.
Yes. On club.
Yes. We're going to do a video game ectomy. You know, for the child, we're going to snatch that thing out your hand. And they said... there's a lot to this. Other than just having people in the media talking about it, it gives the addiction a significant boost in credibility now that you have a WHO saying it's a thing and could make it easier for people who have to get treatment to get proper treatment, they say in the story from CNN. But some psychologists are not convinced it should be considered at the same level of other addictions like drugs or gambling. I don't know, maybe it's more like gambling... But I think about this. Once they quantify this as a condition, are the insurance companies ready for people making claims about it? And are the drug companies, or is someone at Big Pharma designing some drug to keep your children from playing video games? Instead of just snatching it from them, give them this pill. Everything will be fine. Something to mull over. We'll talk about that later on.
I got lots to say.
Yes, coming up, Dr. Bill's got our forecast. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A store clerk is pistol-whipped and shot during a robbery at a Pensacola gas station. This morning, investigators are looking for two men who ran from that scene. The robbery happened just before 10 o'clock last night at the Nation's Food Mart on Patricia Drive. Deputies say two black men walked into the gas station with their faces covered with bandanas. Mobile County Sheriff's deputies responded early this morning to an assault with a weapon. The 911 call came in around 2:30 this morning from Walker Road in Irvington, where we believe a man was shot. About an hour later, two patrol cars were still at the scene. News 5 is working to get more information. Foley police are looking for the man accused of shooting a state senator's son. 29-year-old Reneal McCaskey is suspected of shooting 35-year-old Akil Figures twice in his legs. Shooting happened Monday morning at a duplex on Azalea Road. Figures is the son of State Senator Vivian Davis Figures. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Now through June 30th, save big at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with clearance pricing and instant in-store rebates on all Liberty Colonial, Fat Boy, and Franklin Round Bolt Safe models. Hurry in while supplies last. Plus, get 0% financing and 12 months to pay with approved credit. Remember, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes offers free delivery up to 50 miles and most of all, service after the sale. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, located at Exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe, 471-1137.
As migrant children are taken from parents who tried to enter the U.S. illegally, President Trump calls the situation sad and says something should be done about it.
White House officials continuing to falsely insist that family separations are required under the law as President Trump attempts to use the issue to pressure Democrats into backing Republican immigration legislation.
But correspondent Abby Phillip reports in the Senate, Republican Ted Cruz is working with Democrat Dianne Feinstein to pass a bill that would end the policy of separation. President Trump is threatening to impose a 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. From Beijing, correspondent Matt Rivers reports China warns it will swiftly retaliate.
We're not sure what they're going to tariff here because America only sends about $130 billion worth of goods here to China each year. China's already going to put tariffs on $50 billion of that, so there's only so many American exports left.
Right now, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ futures all down. I'm Evan Haining.
An Alabama legacy moment.
Birmingham native Erskine Hawkins was a prominent African-American trumpeter, bandleader, and composer during the big band era of the 1930s and 40s. His Erskine Hawkins Orchestra was a popular dance band in New York City, and with it he recorded the hit Tuxedo Junction, about a streetcar intersection on the Ensley-Fairfield line that was a center of nightlife for African-Americans. Hawkins is a member of the Alabama Music and the Alabama Jazz Halls of Fame.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Shares of ZTE plunged today in Hong Kong after the Senate's passage of a defense bill set up a potential battle with the White House over whether the Chinese telecom firm can resume business with its U.S. suppliers. The Senate included an amendment that would kill the Trump administration's agreement to allow ZTE to resume business with U.S. suppliers, one of the few times the Republican-led Senate has veered from White House policy. ZTE's Hong Kong-listed shares tumbled 24%. California lawmakers have passed new legislation that puts more conditions on state film tax credits to encourage better sexual harassment reporting and more diverse hiring. The new law would affect feature film and TV projects that apply for tax credits, which are assigned based on jobs created. Those receiving the grants must report diversity statistics to the state and designate people to handle misconduct claims. The new protocols are to start in 2020. On Wall Street, futures are sharply lower. That's Your Money Now.
A lot of people have life insurance through work. It's a great short-term benefit, but is it enough? A lot of those policies only cover a year's salary, not enough to pay off mortgages or send kids to college, the things life insurance is meant for. That's where SelectQuote comes in. SelectQuote is your personal life insurance guide. They get multiple quotes to find you the best price from the highly rated companies they represent. John is 36 and in excellent health. He got a $500,000 policy for under $20 a month. Life insurance is about peace of mind, not a false sense of security. Which are you getting?
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-707-6688. That's 1-800-707-6688. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-707-6688. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Yesterday, the clouds built here at the studio in my house. I never did get the rain, but I could hear I could hear the activity back to my west. I guess that was out by the airport.
Yeah, they only had 0.08 inches of rain, very small amount at the airport. But that does add up, and we've had 6.31 so far for the month of June, and we've got a ways to go yet. There's a chance that we could see another thunderstorm today, be just isolated, and with high pressure building over us, that reduces the number of thunderstorms, but also allows that temperature to climb. Yesterday we got to 91, looks like about 92 today, but a heat index should be up around 100 this afternoon. Now, tonight will be partly cloudy, and we'll see a low of about 75. And then tomorrow is a repeat of today's weather, partly cloudy, isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the lower 90s tomorrow, and the heat index could be as high as 102 tomorrow afternoon. On Thursday, we'll see an increase in thunderstorm activity as an upper air disturbance moves through. So a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms Thursday, around 90. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the high-pressure system builds over us again, and we'll have more sunshine. We'll call it mostly sunny, isolated afternoon thunderstorms, and the high temperatures as we get into Friday and the weekend will be around 90 to 92 degrees. So it looks like a hot weekend, and probably a good weekend at the beach because those isolated thunderstorms will most likely occur inland.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching?
Now, we still have quite a mess over the western portion of the Gulf of Mexico with that tropical wave that moved into South Texas. Brought a lot of moisture into that area, but that moisture is streaming northward up into Louisiana and into western Mississippi. And but it's going to stay to the west of us, certainly for the next couple of days. But that's the main area of activity. It's just that tropical wave. There's some more clouds and thunderstorms way over the eastern Atlantic, but nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
As staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with an update on the tropics. We'll listen to him, of course, all hurricane season long as we get into the depths of the Atlantic season and wrap it up there in November. Even though I know national news groups all think hurricane season ends in October, actually ends in November.
November 30th, correct?
That's right. That's right. That's why Dr. Bill and of course, Kelly are here to remind us of that.
I like when Dr. Bill, though, is just over, you know, the humidity. Mm-hmm. You can hear it in his voice.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm over it now, and it's only June, you know, so 75 now at FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back, we'll check traffic with Kane.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint Smart Home Specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint Smart Home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still working an accident on the Concord Causeway at 6th Street on the side of the roadway. Also got that car off the side of the road, southbound 65 at the Airport Boulevard exit. Nice ride so far across the Bayway, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. Also, no major backups or delays. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel of Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Stay on July 1st and 2nd at the $229 advance purchase rate. Go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Right, 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findley.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Scary and tense moments for people on the road yesterday as a high-speed police chase zoomed past them here in Mobile. Here's what we know. Two people have been arrested because of this. An officer attempted to stop a vehicle on Airport Boulevard near Foreman Road. Investigators say the vehicle was reported stolen. But you know what happened next. The driver did not stop and led police on a chase, which went through the Providence Hospital parking lot, Hillcrest Road, Grelot Road, the Regency subdivision, and then back onto Airport Boulevard. Officers say the driver then turned into the Piccadilly Square Shopping Center and hit a curb, which caused one of the wheels to, I'm serious, come off. A man and woman jumped out of the vehicle, tried to run, but both were taken into custody. Authorities do confirm that a stun gun was used on one of them. Officers have not yet released the name of the suspects, but once we have that information, we'll bring it to you. Interesting stats this morning as when it comes to smoking here in the U.S., it's hit another all-time low. That's good news. About 14% of U.S. adults were smokers last year, which is down from about 16% the year before. These are new figures coming to us from the government. New figures released on Tuesday means that there's still, though, more than 30 million adult smokers. This, is, of course, is your health alert this morning. Smoking among high school students, that's down to 9%. Also a new low. The decline, they say, coincides with more of us having a greater understanding as to what smoking causes when it comes to cancer, heart disease, and other health problems. And also anti-smoking campaigns, cigarette taxes, and smoking bans. All of these factors help to bring down the adult smoking rates. The launch of electronic cigarettes and the growing popularity have also played a role as well. Vaping is more common, though, among teenagers than adults. About 13% of high school students use e-cigarettes or other vaping devices. These numbers, as I mentioned, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This is Kelly Findley with FM Talk 106.5.
Well, that's how many students admit.
Right.
They're doing. I mean, I always wonder about those stats.
Well, they polled 27,000 people for this poll.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, you know what would be the best thing would be like those candy cigarettes. Those would be much better.
Bring those
I used to
back.
Love those candy
you
cigarettes.
You see?
The candy
you
cigarette.
Had the pink on the end.
Yes.
See? And they go along with a candy necklace.
And the cigar. They had the bubblegum cigar that we go with and the Big League Chew,
except,
right?
Yeah, except if you do it around the wrong adult, they're like, and what do you think you're smoking?
Right, right. You wonder why we all developed nicotine habits, you know, over the years. Well, we were groomed for that, for sure. All right, 742 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll check in with Corey for sports.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Water's Extreme Journey joins the world of art and science to demonstrate the importance of water and how it connects to all of us. Through exploration, artistic expression, and action, you can realize the power each person has to make a difference. See for yourself at the Water's Extreme Journey exhibit at the Gulf Coast Explorium Science Center, 65 Government between Royal and Water Streets downtown. The exhibit is open through September 4th.
This information update brought to you by Truett Insurance and Bonding in Daphne. When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Call 625-2600 or visit our website, truettinsurance.com. Do it with Truett.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mahan police say triggered an Amber Alert for a missing infant over the weekend will be in court today. John Betancourt is charged with interference with custody after a 7-week-old baby was taken from the Burlington Coat Factory in Mobile. Investigators say the child's mother picked up the man at the side of I-65 Service Road. Several hours later, as she was being questioned about shoplifting, she handed her baby to the man to take outside, and that's when they disappeared. The infant was found safe Sunday morning. A deadly hit-and-run suspect continues to elude authorities. Meanwhile, a car linked to Marquise Deshaun Wallace led police in a high-speed chase over the weekend. Investigators say the driver, Jacarius Donaldson, ran a red light, a stop sign, and then drove the wrong way before crashing. A passenger in his car said this.
Like, look, man, I just wanted to get some Whataburger. Like, that what was going on.
The first ever shark fishing season will open tonight at the Gulf State Pier. 10 lucky anglers will drop their lines from 8 until midnight. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For a limited time, participate in restaurants. Tax not included.
How can we make Alabama a more beautiful state? By keeping our roads, highways, schools, and communities litter-free. It doesn't take much but to think before you act. So what does the next generation say?
Pick it up, man.
Take pride in your school.
Did you just litter?
Clean it up, dude.
How can you make a difference? Adopt a mile. Join the Alabama Clean Campus Program or join in the Spring Cleanup or Alabama Coastal Cleanup. And remember,
don't drop it on Alabama.
This message by People Against a Littered State, the ABA, ALDOT, and this station.
All right, 745, FM Talk 106.5. It's sports time. Here's Corey.
Good morning. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's. The College World Series resumed play yesterday in Omaha, Nebraska, but only one game was able to be played because of a 4.5-hour rain delay, something we don't know much about here with the Mobile Bay Bears. Not at all. The Oregon State Beavers defeated the Washington Huskies 14-5 in an elimination game. The Mississippi State versus North Carolina game was postponed until 10 a.m. this morning because of the inclement weather. That is a winner's bracket game, and following that game will be another elimination game featuring the Florida Gators versus the Texas Longhorns, scheduled to start around 2 o'clock p.m. The nightcap, depending on how today's lightning and thunderstorms do, will consist of the Arkansas Razorbacks taking on the Texas Tech Red Raiders. In other college baseball news, longtime head coach and skipper of the Florida State Seminoles, Mike Martin, will retire after next season. Next season will be his 40th at the university. Martin is college baseball's all-time winningest head coach with 1,987 wins and 16 College World Series appearances. Tonight in Birmingham, the Minor League All-Star Game will take place at Regents Park. Mobile Bay Bears Griffin Canning will try and help the Southern Division defeat the Northern Division. Canning owns a 1.5 ERA and has been involved in a couple of no-hitters for the Bay Bears. The Bay Bears start the second half of the season on Thursday, hosting the Tennessee Smokies at Hank Aaron Stadium, and that will be a six-game homestand to start the second half of the season. Alabama and Auburn football teams both picked up commitments yesterday. Alabama landed a four-star, 6'5", 265-pound defensive end from Forest Park, Georgia, Justin Eboibi. Eboibi is ranked the 10th best strong side defensive end for the 2019 class, according to 24/7 Sports Composite Rankings. Auburn also got a commitment from a defensive end. Jaron Handy is ranked the number 8 strong side defensive end, according to that same site, 24/7 Sports Composite Rankings. Handy is from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and is 6'5", 278 pounds, and will help bolster that Auburn defensive line. In Major League Baseball last night, the Washington Nationals split with the New York Yankees. The Nationals won the first game 5-3, and the Yankees took the second game 4-2. The Philadelphia Phillies defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 6-5 in 10 innings. The Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Milwaukee Brewers 1-0. The Indians defeated the White Sox 6-2. The defending World Series champion Houston Astros win their 12th straight, tying a franchise record, and defeat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-4. The Rangers defeated the Royals 6-3, and the New York Mets hammered the Rockies 12-2. The Diamondbacks over the Angels 7-4. The Marlins defeated the Giants 5-4, and the Dodgers and Cubs were postponed. In Russia, in the FIFA World Cup action, Sweden defeated South Korea 1-0, Belgium outscored Panama 3-0, and England squeaked out a win versus Tunisia 2-1. In today's World Cup action, Colombia takes on Japan, Poland will play Senegal, and the home team Russia will battle Egypt. And that's Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Northbound 65 at exit 15. They've got an accident with injuries. Just happened, and emergency vehicles are heading there now. Still there, southbound 65 at the airport exit. Right before the exit, they've got a car in the ditch. And they had another accident at the Concord Causeway and 6th Street. That was in the middle of the roadway, now off to the right median. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident. Remember, Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be hot with just isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, hot again, with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
I'd like to place an order for delivery. The Mystic Topaz earrings.
Really?
I need it delivered to the spa at the hotel downtown today.
Really?
Well, the missus was online paying her credit card and noticed a pending payment to the hotel downtown. The kids were so sick and loud, and Mama had the flu with them. It was absolute chaos.
I remember how it was when my kids were young.
I just needed a break, so I called off work, I booked a room, I got a massage, room service, and slept in utter peace and quiet till it was time for me to go home.
Dave, really?
So I woke up this morning with a note on the pillow saying she called me out of work today, and then left me a list of who gets what medicine when and who can eat what, and along with a chore list, and she's staying at the same hotel.
Wow. Hey, should I send the matching pendant too?
Might as well. I just got to say, Ron, it was worth it.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
All right, 752 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Lots to talk about next hour. Turning up your voice at 343-0106. That works 24/7 for the text line. All right, 753 and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, because I just love you so, I'm going to continue to give you safety do's and don'ts when it comes to mowing your lawn.
Okay.
We talked about this, and I know you said, Sean, it's kind of like, well, the way the machines are made, safety is key. But I think about the children who are starting those first jobs, mowing lawns, trying to be cool, all that good stuff. So lawnmower injuries sent more than 80,000 people, including 5,000 children, to emergency rooms across our nation. These numbers according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Lawnmowers are especially dangerous for children, cited by the Amputee Coalition as the number one reason for pediatric amputations nationwide. Each year, 800 children are run over by riding lawnmowers or small tractors. More than 600 of those incidents resulted in amputation. So lawnmower injuries have been blamed for an average of 70 deaths each year. Okay? The injuries range from people maybe falling off the mower or slipping in front of the mower or being burned, amputations from the blades, damage from projectiles thrown from the lawnmower, or, as in the case that happened this weekend, a rollover. And again, Sean, I always say you're one with nature.
So I mow it down.
No, but you're, I mean, it's okay. You do the stuff in your sleep.
Well, no, it's just, what I was getting at earlier is, I mean, these stats are real.
Yes.
I mean, these are real numbers, and real people still getting hurt, and children getting hurt from this, and I can see that, but I'm just pointing out that there are so many safety features built into mowers now. You know, I mean, I come from a farm family, and so we have our stories in amongst the family of injuries that happen, but so many of those things, now still in farm equipment, you can get hurt very, very quickly, but I'll say in residential mowing equipment, the safety feature, like if you get off a riding lawnmower, it turns off, whether you turn it off or not. If you let go of the handle of, like, my Honda push mower, it turns off.
Well, so let me put my mama hat on and tell you this.
Okay, all right.
Who built that lawnmower? A human being, right?
Mm-hmm.
Human beings make mistakes, right?
Right.
So there could be a recall that we don't even know about.
That's true.
And that's where I'm coming with this information.
Right.
So children should be at least 12 years of age before they operate any lawnmower, or at least 16 years old for a ride-on mower. Before mowing, pick up stones, toys, and debris from the lawn to prevent injuries from flying objects. Always wear eye and hearing protection. Yes, I'm talking to you. Use a mower with a control that stops it from moving forward if the handle is released. Blade settings should be set by an adult only. I like that one. Wait for blades to stop completely before removing the grass catcher, unclogging the discharge chute, or crossing gravel roads. You should just food for thought, if you will. Enjoy, happy, honey, do your own list, but just be safe, especially with children. That's where I'm coming with this one.
The Alabama Department of Health suggestions there, the one with remove things from the yard before you start mowing. Let me tell you, Alabama Department of Health, when things get chopped up by a mower in a yard, it's because they were left there and we didn't see them. Believe me, nobody that has to either buy new blades or sharpen the blades on their mower wants to run over Buzz Lightyear.
Wait a minute.
Buzz Lightyear is left in the deep grass,
yes.
Buzz Lightyear can be consumed by the...
You don't think there's a renegade lawnmower out there who says, I want to see how sharp these blades are. I want to see.
Yeah, they can do it once until they realize then the blades don't cut correctly and they got to sharpen them or get new blades, and it's a self-correcting problem. You do that too many times and you've been like, yeah, you know what? That's not a good choice.
Hey, don't forget 10:30 a.m. a.m. this morning, your favorite city council meeting. Mm-hmm. Open to the public. If you can't make it, they live stream. You also can post your comments or concerns if you live in District 2 because Councilman LaVon Manzi is ready to hear from you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I would suggest you go into the meeting and say, I think I have this video game addiction that the World Health Organization has now quantified, and what is the Mobile City Council doing for me? What are you doing for me? If I'm addicted to video games, you know, I can't even watch the live stream of the city council meeting because I'm playing the World of City Government video game. Would there be one of those? Would that be the least exciting video game ever? The new World of City Government video game out now.
It just could be, you just can't get enough.
Well, no, because you could figure out who would be city council president. That would be your challenge is to climb through the ranks and become city council president. If there's some programmers out there, let's work on this very exciting game idea.
But here's what I do like. I will tell you this, though. The city council, the persons, men, women, have taken upon themselves to hit social media. I like that because there's that access. And so if you're one of those people who say, we never get things fixed, well, guess what? They've given you the opportunity, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or old-fashioned email.
That's right. By the way, we've got all those things going as well. Check us out online. I'll tell you, on the Twitter feed, I offered you a couple things, a good story and a bad story.
You did.
The bad story out of Oklahoma City. The good story, believe it or not, it's hard for me to say, but it happened at the MTV Awards last night.
Wait, why do you say it's hard for you to say?
Because is MTV even a thing anymore? Is there still MTV? Is that still happening?
Back in our day when Wubba Wubba Wubba.
That's right.
Downtown Julie Brown.
Right. And we also had they played music videos and stuff like that.
Oh, they didn't get into standing on a soapbox and telling
not
you what
so much. No, they just did the music videos. But yeah, they had awards, and Chris Pratt spoke last night. I thought it was brilliant what he had to say. Y'all can check it out. It's on my Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back.